Track 5. Even if the structural change is going on and on, mining has left quite material traces and damage. Right here, below you. Take a look at the different facades of the surrounding houses. What damage can you read from the views of this city? From the tram rushing by? Are the curtains on the second floor of an apartment building hanging crookedly? Or is it the whole house that has fallen into disrepair? You are now listening to excerpts from conversation with the deputy managing director of the Association of Property Owners Damaged by Mining. Achim Spreitz works on behalf of people whose houses, even today, are being damaged by the effects of coal mining, sometimes more slowly, sometimes more quickly. Achim Spreitz reports on the most violent daytime quarry in the Ruhr area, also called the Wattenscheid crater. The area is located only a few kilometers behind the multi-story rows of houses you can see on the left in the direction of travel.
Unter ihnen, lax gesprochen, sieht es schwarz aus. Da ist eigentlich nichts mehr, außer Gebirge, totes Gebirge.
To put it frankly, it looks dark beneath your feet. Coal has been mined and cleared out in some spots, which resulted in the so-called subsidence damages. We actually had a subsidence damage in Bochum, Hirntrop, at the turn of the years 2000 to 2001. The mine in Bochum Hirntrop is very close to where you are now, and it was already disused in the 1920s. The vertical tunnel was filled with concrete according to the state of the art at the time. A building ban was issued for the site of the mine. In the 1960s, the bordering areas were sold to private individuals for a cheap price, and these people started building houses. In 2001, the walls of the vertical tunnel cracked on both sides, so the soil did break in the tunnel. The 30-meter high trees in the near gardens disappeared in the ground, making a loud noise and were never seen again.
Take a look out of the window in the direction of travel on the left. Can you see the tower above shaft 4? Maybe you can catch a glimpse. Maybe we have already passed by. It was the last active coal mine in Wattenscheid. At the end of the 1950s, more than half of Wattenscheid's population worked in mining. In 1983, the Holland coal mine closed after more than 100 years of operation. After the closure of the last coal mine in 2018, the RAG or RAG Foundation, which emerged from the collecting company for coal mining in the Ruhr region, still has plenty of work to do. It is responsible for dismantling mines, but also for repairing damage, such as the Wattenscheid crater that Achim Spreitz just told us about.
Immer zu betreuen wird das Grubenwasser sein.
The mine drainage water will need maintaining forever. The water that accumulates in the drifts underground has to be pumped to the surface forever. If regulating this drainage water stops, a huge lakeland would take form, and the cities of the Ruhr region would disappear in this big lake. So it becomes an eternity task maintained by the RAG Foundation.
We are currently crossing the border from Bochum-Wattenscheid to Gelsenkirchen-Ückendorf. Or have we already? It's an almost invisible border anyway, except for the yellow town sign. The tram will soon reach Ückendorfer Platz. Please, choose the next track with the number 6 if the tram continues from there.
Persönlich kann ich Ihnen sagen, dass ich das immer schon als problematisch empfunden habe, dass der Bergbau...
On a personal note, I can tell you that I always considered it a problem that the mines and other industries were allowed to discharge their waste in above-ground waters. So, the companies were acting with state permissions. It was not illegal, but I am not the one to decide if this was appropriate, as I am no chemist, but an engineer.
Etwas geändert werden muss. Das sind dann aber politische Fragen, die in der Politik auch geklärt werden müssen. Wir sind keine Chemiker oder Umweltspezialisten in dem Falle. Wir sind Bauingenieure im Wesentlichen.
We too, as inhabitants of the Ruhr area, ask ourselves how the aftermath of the industrialization that took place here can be understood in a different way. We ask ourselves not just because of declining voter turnout and collapsing job markets, not just because of legal disputes over porous house facades or sagging garages, but for the endless task of pumping out mine water to move toward a better future. If the tram continues from Ückendorfer Platz, please choose the next track with the number 6.